93.3 KDKB, the Valley's original rock station. When I use the term original, there are very few people that that applies to legitimately. I'm talking about the original American Badass. He's an author. He's an avid huntsman. He's had an interesting month of April, if I might add. The one and only Sweaty Teddy, Uncle Teddy, Maricopa County Sheriff's Deputy, Ted Nugent, appearing live on Friday over at the Celebrity. Our boy Ted Nugent, welcome to KDKB, brother.
All-American rhythm and blues celebration to you, Paul.
You know what I love about you, Ted, is I can just say something and you can run forever with it.
Well, you know, I'm a stream of consciousness guy. I've been clean and sober for 63 years, so I'm a dangerous son of a bitch.
Ted, you've had an interesting month of April, have you not?
I have never not had an interesting month, but it seems to be getting more interesting all the time. And here's the beauty of it, Paul. I get up, I go to work, and idiots blow up. How perfect is my life? See, Paul, I think God loves me more than he loves you, because without any effort at all, I cause subhuman zombies to blow up with stupidity. How beautiful am I?
Now, let me ask you this question. Did you get fair warning from the Secret Service before they came to visit you in Oklahoma? Because I know, sir, you are very well protected at all times.
Well, you know, this little encounter after my National Rifle Association celebration of all things self-evident truth was not my first encounter with the Secret Service.
It was not?
No. I actually train with the heroes of the Secret Service and every federal agency here in Texas. When President Bush was my neighbor here in Texas, I trained with his hand-picked personal counter-assault team, which was made up of the hero, very special hero warriors of the Secret Service. And nowadays, I'm contacted by almost every federal agency because they want to buy Ted Nugent ammo. Are we writing this down?
By the way, I would like to point out, as a licensed gun advocate and someone who is interested in personal protection and hunting, I noticed that Ted Nugent's ammo, which will be available in your local gun shop starting in July, does not come in 9mm, nor does it come in 44 Special, my two preferred calibers. Can you rectify this, please, sir?
Yes. The answer is an absolute resounding yes. But, you know, our first line of Ted Nugent ammo was a demand from the hunting community and the major rifle hunting calibers and the handgun hunting calibers. But because the overwhelming pre-orders gave us a signal that there's a whole bunch of people that wanted state-of-the-art, ultra-accurate sniper, you know, capability, ballistically coefficient ammunition in self-defense rounds, that now we are expanding my ammo into self-defense rounds. It'll all be out. I think you can get Ted Nugent ammo at every sporting goods store and vegan restaurants come July.
Ted, do you think that sometimes your politics and your advocacy for hunting and firearms and some of the outspoken nature of your conversation obscures the fact that you are one of the greatest guitar players to ever pick up a six-string thing?
No, I don't. If you look at the, you know, here I am, 63. This is like my 50th year touring. I just talked to Jimmy McCarty, the original guitar player for Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels that I played with in 1960, Paul.
Right.
How cool is that?
It's awesome.
He's still jamming. He just won the Detroit Music Awards Blues Album of the Year. So those of us that put our heart and soul into the music, the spirit of our founding musical genius fathers, the American black rhythm and blues and blues masters, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Lightnin' Hopkins, Mose Allison, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, James Brown, Wilson Pickett, all the gods of emotional, defiant music. If you're always inspired by the music, the spirit of the music, and you surround yourself with the unbelievable world-class virtuosos that I have for 50 years, you know that the music connects with people. So I know the politics is very important because this is an experiment in self-government, and I think guitar players qualify as selves. So I've never shut up, especially when I saw the curse of political correctness turning people into zombies and just drooling lies and deceit and denial. So I started turning up the heat because I saw the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, being turned away from and actually offended by politicians, especially in the liberal Democrat community. They don't care about individual freedoms. They really believe in Mao Zedong and Che Guevara, which is just pathetic. So I started speaking out, but my music is really like Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley's original soundtrack of defiance. I mean, this is some uppity, defiant, outrageous, intense music that we create. So yeah, the music and the politics is both separate and singular. It really is one pulse of my individual statement.
Yeah, one of the things that I think about, Ted, is, you know, when people talk about great guitar players and great musicians, your name and Steve Cropper's name are the two that are least referenced. Like, I consider you like the American Gary Moore. You're one of those guys that everybody goes, oh, yeah, Ted can play guitar, too.
Wow, Paul, thank you. Just mentioning Steve Cropper and Gary Moore, I appreciate that. That's
oh,
like
please, Ted, you, as if you didn't know this.
Well, I love my guitar player. Let me put it this way. With Derek Thayne Holmes and Mick Brown and Greg Smith as my band, if I wasn't me, I'd go see these guys. This band is so incredible. Our music is so stimulating, so intense, so brutal and ferocious and high energy that I'm inspired by the caliber of musicians that I hang with. So I'm a direct result of being blessed. There's where God loves me a little bit more, I think, with the greatest musician since I was a little kid back in Detroit. So the music is an unstoppable force. And I got to tell you, Paul, I've only been on the road now for about 3 weeks. This is insane. How can I possibly have this much fun? The energy and the positive spirit of the audiences every night is indescribable. So thank you, America, for my gravity-defying career.
Do you think that there's a bigger, more passionate response now that you and Derek are doing it again?
Absolutely. You know, when you get a voice like Derek Thayne Holmes on such masterpieces like Stranglehold and Just What the Doctor Ordered, Dog Eat Dog, and Snakeskin Cowboys and Hey Baby and Turn It Up and Live It Up, are you kidding me? There's a real identity there. And even though I've played those songs forever, even when Derek left the band way back in 78, and the energy and the attitude and spirit of that music has never waned. It has never been reduced. But to have that audio identity that Derek Thayne Holmes' incredible Motown voice brings to my songs, I'm telling you, there's an uplift that I just didn't think was available. After the last few years, every year the tour gets more intense of what Mick and Greg put into every song. I don't know if you saw us at the Celebrity Theater last year, but God help us all. This stuff is indescribable. And now, I don't know why. Maybe the older you get, the more you want it, the more you're trying to prove yourself that you can still dance like an idiot. But my God, the energy level is just awesome every night. So I'm a lucky guy.
This Friday over at the Celebrity Theater, Ted Nugent brings his Great White Buffalo 2012 tour to the Valley once again. Now, you've got a new single called I Still Believe, available at tednugent.com. Is that a free single that they can download?
Yeah, it is. I Still Believe, and the other love song, I Love My Barbecue. We're constantly making new music. And actually, I wrote I Still Believe for the great Sheriff Joe Arpaio, because I still believe in law and order, and I still believe in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and obviously representing Arizona and all good Americans, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is one of the great inspirations in this country, so I'd just like to salute him on your show, Paul.
Sir, you are more than welcome to do so at any time, any place. One of my favorite Ted Nugent songs came out a while ago on the Nugent record, the self-titled record. It's called Bound and Gagged.
Great song.
I love that song. It was the first time I'd ever heard somebody from, you know, what I considered my little environment of rock guitar player actually speak out on something and was so pro-American. Do you ever do that song anymore? Because I would love to hear that at some point.
You know, I would love to hear it too. And Derek was with the band back in, 1982 when the Nugent album came out. Yeah, great song. It was about the failures of political correctness once again when Jimmy Carter, played a, spineless boy wonder in the face of a bunch of drunk, crack-chewing Iranian punks who took over the United States Embassy because political correctness actually created a policy, Paul, where the hero, the mighty warriors of the United States Marine Corps, who were given the responsibility of security at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, weren't allowed to have ammo in their guns. Somebody explain this to me.
It's just a paperweight at that point, Ted.
I was heartbroken that our government would actually disarm Marines put in the position of security.
Well, you have not changed at all. You've always been who you say you are, and a proud American. I am proud to have you on the show this afternoon. I'm glad you're coming back to the Valley. I also thank you and Shemaine for the autographed copy of the Kill It and Grill It book years ago. I have been a fan since day one, since I was a little kid, and I will continue to be a fan until I draw my final breath. Thank you, Ted Nugent, for taking some time out for us.
Paul, that means a lot to me. Let me tell you, we're not alone. I travel all over this great country every day. I'm on the road, 300 days a year because I travel and do a lot of hunting. And people of every imaginable ethnicity and walk of life and background and choice, individual choice, reflect exactly what you just said, that it's not Ted Nugent because he's cute. It's because I stand up for the self-evident truth that's in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Golden Rule, and being the best that you can be. So that's what you're celebrating. And for me to be able to do that on your radio show is deeply appreciated by the Nugent family and everybody that wants to get this country back on track with Mitt Romney and get the Mao Tse-Tung fan club fired.
I would love to have an opportunity to go hang out sometime. I want you to do what you did with Sebastian Bach on television and make a smiley face on a target for me at about 10, 15 yards, if you could do that. That is that would be one of the things that I would love to have done and autographed from you at some point by the end of my radio career, if we can do that, Ted.
Well, let's do it. I mean, the mystical flight of the arrow drives me nuts every day anyhow. In fact, right there in your neck of the woods in Arizona is archery headquarters. Right around the corner from there. Go down there and see Phil Phillips and the guys, Randy Phillips and the guys at archery headquarters. And if anybody doesn't shoot a bow and arrow, try it. You will become a believer in the mystical flight of the arrow, because as goes your arrow, goes your spirit. So let's plan on it.
You're the best, Ted. Thank you, man. TedNugent.com, Friday, Celebrity Theater, I Still Believe is the new one. Ted, thanks for taking time out, brother.
God bless you, Paul. God bless America. God bless the military and their families.
Be safe.
Live it up.